This is part two and the last session of Sharon's Behind University Walls recording. This was a one-shot game that was played as a filler between our usual of Steam, Steel, and Murder sessions. The players were Richard, Nick, Jay Gilt, and Joshua, with Sharon as the GM. Enjoy!
Sure to have a lookout for these men as well. Yeah.
I told you don't want me in anything slightly horror-filled. I'm already arming up and preparing to leave.
Yes. Which you can't do until the boat arrives.
No, next up is searching the dock for a rowing boat or small vessel.
Provided, of course, it's not a water-bound thing. And
just remember, it's 9:15. Everyone's supposed to be at the dock at 11.
Yep. However, now, unfortunately, there is no way of tracking time, save for internal body clocks.
Hey, I have a clockwork.
That is not true.
Yeah.
Do you?
I suspect that several people will have watches on chains or things. Just antique timepieces.
The older people would certainly have pocket watches.
Clockwork analog watches. The thing is, most of those, there's very few wind-up nows that save for really prestigious old pieces. So, yeah, maybe one or two people.
What about those, the ones which work off of kinetic movement now, charge themselves off? I suppose that's still an internal battery.
They still have a battery. Although that's worth thinking about, if they could give their wrist a good shake and see if they can get anything out of it.
No, my wrist doesn't work anymore.
Oh, you mean Citizen Eco Drive?
Hmm?
Citizen what? Watch Eco Drive.
I am unfamiliar with that. I'm just familiar with the, what is it? It's, oh god, it's Pisa Motion, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or Pisa? Yeah.
Yeah, that's those watches. One of those.
Yeah. We don't have Eco Drive. We just, you know, name them after what they use.
So the, that is a question. Do analog clocks, do normal wind-up clocks work?
Well, do you have one to look at?
Probably.
Let us finish taking our break.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
Then we will open them and see all the severed fingers. Are these boxes large enough to hold a head by any chance?
They are cake box size.
Cake box.
So they can.
Yes.
Okay. I am
the gingerbread man. They've dismembered him. I will say that my first thought on the gold boxes was, oh look, there's a limb in each one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I will be back in 5 minutes.
Okay.
I'm definitely expecting limbs.
Actually, I'm expecting something along the lines of Native Americans saying, sod you all. No, that would be character, expecting that alongside various horrible, nasty things. Whee.
Folks there, did everyone run away?
Still here.
Okay.
Oh, I'm still here, just watching some news line.
Are you familiar at all with old BBC era, early 1970s horror series from England?
Some.
Things like Children of the Stones and Stone Tapes?
Not those two.
It's kind of like, they're just suspense. Pretty much nothing happens in them until the last few minutes, but you keep on getting the suspense. This kind of falls into that. I will give you props for that. I will give you two good thumbs up, because it's reliving those memories. And I'm waiting for the crazy stuff.
Two good thumbs up, and all 10 thumbs that are about to be opened up from our packages.
But unfortunately you don't have 10 thumbs, or at least I don't think you do, unless you're some sort of strange mutant. No. I'm not ruling out, you are Spanish.
There's 10 thumbs, because there's 10 packages. There's obviously going to be a 7th thumb in each.
This is a very faint sliding from side to side, dead body of some kind is kind of out because they're too light. Maybe a finger, just about, but then that'll kind of give a rolling sound. Thud, 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 because they're irregular. Very small dead rats, entirely possible.
God, you love it when you find out what it actually is.
You actually know?
Yes!
Oh, yes, you
were. Sharon has told me I got a PM. It's great. Look at what it did to Miss Hanley. She's drinking heavily now. You're in for some great fun.
Excellent.
I am also mad.
And nobody heard a word I said because mute works.
Woohoo!
Okay. John, are you back? Nope, John is not back.
Which John? You John.
Oh, you're
me.
Back.
Yes, me. I've been here all the time.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, how can you distinguish between all three English people at once?
I thought that would be fairly easy because I sound sick, so.
Yes.
Not in the good modern but sort of.
Then that's how English people sound.
I'm actually used to it, so. I went to school with a lot of Brits.
Ah.
So, okay. So, the guy that was standing next to Shibley comes up and he goes, okay, so now everyone, open your boxes.
Woo.
You hear a sorcerer.
I will open mine, but I will open it cautiously, and I will make sure to have my clubbing torch held ready in my hand just in case.
Too late, the horror inside is going to get you.
Okay, get over here, and I will text you what is inside.
Hey, oh, I feel so great that I didn't get any combat skills.
And the student who has them has secreted himself at the back of the room away from you all because he's waiting for the first hand trouble so he can nip out the door and run.
Okay.
Okay.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, do you want me to say it or do you want me to...
Either way, up to you.
Okay. Okay.
Act it, man.
Yes. As I said before the break, I'm trying to make sure Miss Hamley is opening it up with the requisite relish.
I'm going to be I'm going to be blaring the group on what happened.
Okay.
The group? What group?
The people who I know.
Okay. Well.
And I'm also going to be looking around for the. Do I see those two men?
No, you do not see those two men.
Okay. I'm going to open up the letter.
I'm going to open up the envelope. Okay. Yes. You see, most of the boxes around have envelopes in them, and one box has what looks to be a framed, some sort of framed picture.
Hmm. I'm hoping this is not a chain letter.
Woo! We won! I'll be saying.
Okay. Or.
Okay. As you see people the envelopes, you see a lot of people who look extremely, extremely angry about the contents. You see emotions ranging from very disappointed to downright angry.
I will lift up the coupon for 50% off at Manhattan kayaking.
Yay!
And people are looking at it, and you see one person with a box go, I don't kayak. What the hell am I going to do with this?
This guy really has a one-track mind. Who got the framed photograph?
Okay. You see the person who got the framed photograph? They're just staring at the frame. Staring at whatever's in the frame.
Staring in what way? Staring as in transfixed? Staring in horror? Staring...
Sort of staring as if transfixed.
Okay.
And their face has gone very, very pale.
Alright, so I'm going to just click my fingers in front of their face. And if they don't respond, I'm going to flip the photograph so it is facing down.
Okay.
So that no one is looking at it.
They're not really responding quickly to you, and you see it's not a photograph.
What is it?
It's a square of fabric, of gold-colored fabric, in the frame.
I'm going to call over our psychologist, and
what?
Richard, you.
Yes, I'm saying, what?
This piece of fabric in a frame this man got, look at the state of him.
I quickly assess whether he's in like a catatonic state or whether he's in shock. Has he got a big smile plastered on his face? Could he be in shock from, it's a piece of the Golden Fleece sort of happy shock?
No, he looks like he's in a trance and he starts speaking. Can everyone make me a scholarship roll?
Okay.
Right, what he is speaking.
Is he speaking loud enough that it carries?
Pardon? Yes, he's speaking very loudly.
Ah.
Okay, I have a 5.
Okay. Who else?
My 3.
Scholarship is not my forte, apparently. I am not knowledgeable at all, despite how I purchased it at 3. My 1.
Joshua got the best.
Okay. You don't quite understand what he's saying, but it sounds like he's speaking Indian, like Hindi, Pakistani, Sanskrit?
Is it worth me spending a chip on
No one speaks Sanskrit. Sanskrit's dead. Urdu is northern Hindi. And then there is really Hindi. That's all right.
Yeah, it sounds like he's speaking Hindi.
Can I spend on... I may have read that.
To understand a spoken language? Well, yes, I read spoken languages all the time.
I wouldn't recommend it, but you can if you want to.
Oh, I may have read just enough that I can pick out what he's trying to... what he's meaning. I may be able to pick out certain words and phrases.
It isn't I could have read that to do with reading and not speaking. I mean...
Okay.
I can read Latin. I can't speak a damn word of it.
Yeah.
And I know people who can speak Latin.
It's okay.
Reading and speaking.
All right. The only word you can pick out is Lanka.
Meaning?
Oh, fuck. I don't know that.
But he says it very often.
Sharon, what does it mean?
You don't know.
He might have picked up Lanka. That might be a word he knows.
Maybe. Okay. You really want to know what it means?
Yes. It's going to be something horrible.
No.
Why do you say that? Come on. Not everything is horrible.
Yes, it is.
Not everything involves 8 demons. Nope.
What is it?
Okay. You think it's a not a name or anything, but it's a place. You remember reading something about it being an island kingdom.
Oh, good.
We would all know Sri Lanka.
It's not Sri Lanka.
Right, but we would all know that there is such a place as Sri Lanka.
Yes.
Well, no. We're American. Ooh. And you two are the exceptions to the rule.
Well, we are, in fact, highly educated.
I suppose, yeah, we're educated.
Yeah, you hear Lanka, you don't hear Sri anywhere.
Right.
Oh, good. We're doomed.
No, that's quite all right.
I look at the thing, seeing as I'm over at the golden whatever it is, to see whatever it is, because I was there helping the guy, and he started rattling.
Actually, can I look at it first? Because it would not be a good idea for our one person who has a chance to snap people out of it to himself get put in a trance.
Okay. You want to look the picture?
Very intently.
You want to look at it very intently. Okay.
I have someone who has a small chance of snapping me out of it. I don't want that person to be the one who needs to get snapped out of it.
Aw, but why not? It would be so much fun.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Yes. Okay. It's a beautiful, absolutely beautiful piece of gold cloth. It's gorgeous. It looks very old. You've never seen anything like it before.
Hmm. The phones are working again. Hooray! So I don't go insane.
Nope. I need you to make a roll.
What roll?
Conviction.
What skill? Conviction. Okay, I believe I took that. Yes, I have it at 1. Hooray.
Yay.
I'm not good at things. That is a 0.
Okay. You look at it. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. The only thing you can think of right now is it's cute, beautiful.
No pictures on it?
No pictures.
Just cloth?
Yes.
Interesting. Oh dear. I have not heard of any cloth that could do this to people before, could I? People inscribing, psychic messages or something into cloth or whatever.
Make a roll.
Scholarship?
Yes.
Come on, dice. No dice. That's a 3 then.
Okay. No, you really don't. You just really think this is probably the most beautiful thing you've ever seen in the world.
It is very pretty, but I don't know why it would have done this to someone. Is he still babbling?
He's pretty much stopped babbling.
What do you think? This is your area of expertise.
What is? People babbling like that?
Yes.
You haven't let me look at the thing.
I will pass you the thing.
I have a quick look at it just to see what it
make
is.
Joshua, make me a roll.
Ah, you don't want to give it up. I see.
What roll do you want me to make?
Conviction.
Conviction? Is this to not give it up?
Yes.
Right. I can't use discipline for that.
Yes, you can. If you have discipline, you can use discipline.
Good, I have discipline at good. Hooray.
Yes, you do. Okay, go ahead, make the roll.
Hooray, that's a 4, I believe. Yes, a 4.
Okay, you very reluctantly hand it over.
Fixation objects.
Well,
I have a quick look just to see what it is. See if there's any key, anything on there which could twig it off from this guy. And anything, if I happen to know the guy and let know, oh, he was in a car accident. This is like got a picture of a car on it or something. Which could
It's just a square of gold cloth.
Oh, I'd put it down on the table then and try to talk calmingly towards our babbling man. He's not babbling anymore.
Okay. And Joshua, I need another roll from you. Just there's no you don't have anything that would help.
No.
No.
And that means I don't get to know what skill I would have if I did.
Right.
Quick question.
-1.
-1?
Yes.
Once you let go of it, you don't feel so well.
I don't feel quite so good.
I feel how angry!
How bad do I feel? Exactly.
You feel a little nauseous, a little sick, like you want to lay down. Or...
Oh dear, I think I may be getting ill, I will say. And I will down the rest of my bourbon.
Get away from this man here. You don't want to infect
him
as well.
I will sit down and try not to... In fact, is there a mirror around? Or anything I can see myself in?
There's some polished serving trays.
Have I got any more significantly paler or anything like that?
Yes, you're actually a little flushed.
Incidentally, did anyone, while this person was speaking, I wanted to see if anyone recognized the language, or if there are any religious professors around who might possibly recognize some of this crap.
There, none that you can see.
They have already bolted.
One of the reasons I wanted mysteries was because I wanted more strange folklore stories and alike. Could I try my scholarship? Probably at a minus or whatever.
Roll.
This is pretty esoteric.
Yeah, I may have picked up on the word and have some vague recollections. Who knows? With that, I have a 5.
You have a 5?
Yes. I'm willing to actually boost that, seeing as I have 4 points. Is boosting it necessary?
No.
Wait, 4?
Okay.
I thought we started with 3 fate points.
No, 5.
I thought we had 5. Okay. Because it was equal to our aspects.
Yes. 5.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm on a 5.
Okay.
I'm second. I'm going to take a 7 if needed.
Okay. And you rolled a 5?
Yes, scholarship. Because I have 3 in skill.
Okay. Okay. Give me 1 second here.
That's fine.
Why
do I have all these PMs?
I knew I should have decided to play a Hindi who was specialized in Indian folklore. This was a poor decision.
Give me my vague rumors and recollections, please.
Yes.
Well, it comes from having much more interest.
I thought the people there spoke a different language.
No, I have no idea what the language is. I recognize that one word, which other people could understand, went, that sounds familiar.
Yes, it did sound familiar to you.
Yeah.
Hang on. Jeez.
I have no idea about what else he's saying.
Hello?
Hello.
Still here.
You're still there. Okay, what did you roll again?
5.
What was that? Hello?
Hello.
5.
Okay, 1 second. Are you going to blob this to everyone?
Hell no. He's playing an antisocial who hates everyone.
I don't hate everyone. I just keep to myself. No,
you say potato.
What I will do, though, is I will notice that this guy is running around saying, do you know anything what he's saying? Do you understand this? Do you know what he's saying? And I will
I'm
just say...
I'm not saying any of that. I'm
you just said that
around.
You'll go... You said you're looking around for anyone who... And probably asking a few questions, like, do you understand this? To someone who is somewhere in that faculty or whatever.
That's a fairly...
Well, if you say not, then you don't get to hear.
I said that's a fairly interesting interpretation and not one I disagreed with. Mm-hmm. I probably did, in fact, say something of that sort to someone.
Okay. That's pretty much all you remember.
Mm-hmm.
For what you read, without spending any chips.
Would spending one to get boost that by two on, I know that, just give me a moment. Would that help out?
Yes, it would.
Okay, so yeah, spend a chip on that.
Okay.
This is why I'm useless at the hard sciences, because I spend too much time listening and reading up on strange knowledge instead. Things which will never become useful.
I'm surprised Purdue's not prevalent.
Not prevalent? No, not prevalent at all.
I should have taken that as one of my languages.
Purdue? Yeah. Well,
I'm surprised you don't have Latin. Purdue. Do you have Latin?
I actually haven't written down the languages I'm meant to get for scholarship.
Yeah. I'd imagine that you'd probably have Latin.
Yeah.
I probably have English, Latin, maybe German, maybe French, but I wouldn't have Urdu.
You would have probably Attica or Attic.
Well,
You're a literature professor, you'd be...
Oh, yeah.
I'd be ashamed of you if you didn't have Attic. Good lord, man. How are you going to read Thucydides or Herodotus? I shake my head. You're poor even at your own subject, Professor.
So Mr. Chemistry teacher, can I see you?
Mr. Bird? Yeah, I probably asked a couple of people who looked
It was an island kingdom conquered by Rama from Hindu mythology. Gaza. I only studied it briefly out of interest, so I can't really tell you too much.
You read the Mahabharata. Mahabharata?
Well, like a few extracts of it. I haven't sat down to seriously give it more than a few hours' attention.
Perhaps you should have.
So many things out there. So many things to read.
Do you remember anything particular about the inhabitants of Lanka? Poke, poke.
Well, they were attributed with having almost superhuman technology, living standards, and citizens. I'm trying to read through the wiki I've been sent.
The Lankans, everybody in Matabara were known for having cities that float and technology that could destroy entire cities. The Lankans were traditionally the bad guys of the tale, and they had people on their side like the Rakshasas, who were cannibals and kind of ate people and very large. They are known for being...
That is the information you receive. You now are free to use the knowledge you actually have in character.
Oh my god! That's weird. We should ask that guy if he knows... if he's saying... Well, given that Trinklonkas speak... Nah, I don't know. Okay, let us go and see if this guy is as well-versed as you are in this particular ancient sect. Well, not ancient. It's Hindi. There's still Hindus. Anyways, sir, you there, who was speaking in tongues.
Huh? What? Huh?
Who is the guy who is speaking in tongues?
Yes, what is your name? Introduce yourself.
Do we know him? Is he someone who should be speaking Sri Lankan?
Well, he would
be Hindi. Yes.
No.
Okay.
Have you studied the Matabara, sir?
The what?
Are you Hindu?
Do I look Hindu? He looks Puerto Rican, actually.
Well, given Hinduism is a religion, you could be.
No,
you believe
I'm
in
not.
The reincarnation of the soul?
Stop pestering this man. He's had a frightful experience.
He's really trying to ask you, would you have any knowledge of, folklore or old tales or religious texts? Concerning Hindi or Hinduism at all?
No.
You don't want to
brag. There's your answer.
Do you know what you were saying?
No.
Do you have any memory of the last few minutes after you looked at this prize that you won in there? Hey, you as well.
What?
Alex Shibley, come over here and attend to your guest who is feeling unwell after opening your box.
Sounds dirty.
Who? What? Huh?
Shibley, where are you?
Shibley?
Yes. Yep. Come over here and attend the man who...
Shibley?
And can I get a cold read off the guy who opened the box?
Yeah, he just looks really confused.
Okay, and he's really confused and not actually lying to us?
Yeah, he's just confused.
Is he the guy who was with Shibley, the guy who I showed the stuff outside, is he still around?
Yeah, he is.
Hmm.
He's just, He's milling around, trying, basically glad-handing people.
Was this, I will go over to him, was that, I will gesture photograph, meant to be in the boxes, I will say, covering my mouth slightly so that I don't throw up.
Was what supposed to be in the box?
This. And I will drag him over to the photo, the framed fabric.
He's staring at it. He's like,
I will point it out, but I say don't stare at it.
Too late. He's staring at it.
I'll cover his eyes.
Well, he wants to know what, you know, it's like, that's gorgeous. Where'd that come from?
It was in the box. Where's Alex Shibley?
Alex? I don't know. Where is he? He's looking around the tent. He must have left.
He might have gone back to his boat.
I don't know. It might be outside.
He has a boat here, does he?
Yes, of course. How do you think he got here?
The same way we
were. I dart out the back of the tent and check a boat.
Okay. Yes. Meanwhile, he's
cannibals.
He cannot take his eyes off of the cloth. He's staring.
He will because I'm covering them.
He's trying to shake you off.
I will close my eyes and try to slide it out of his hands.
He's holding on to it very hard and very, very reluctantly. It takes a little bit of force to pull it out of his hands, but you do have it.
I will place it face down on a table and... No, in fact, I will... Oh, okay, here's the thing. If I am not looking at it, if I have it facing down to the floor so that I can't see the fabric, do I still get the reluctance to put it down?
Yes, you do have a reluctance to put it down. Can you give me another roll, Joshua?
Okay. Ooh! That's a crit, hooray! So that's 4, 5 if I'm using conviction, or 7 if I'm using discipline.
Discipline.
Hooray, 7. I am the master of putting things down on the table.
Okay, you put it down. Give me another roll.
What roll?
Another roll, no applicable stat.
And I just wasted my one crit. That's a 0. Grr.
Okay, you really are starting to feel unwell.
This would have been endurance, wouldn't it? Or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Okay. Do you feel unwell at all? Rule.
You're talking to the person that opened it?
No, I'm talking to the guy who used to be with What's-His-Face.
Oh, him?
The guy who... Yeah.
He's like, a little bit. I think I want to go sit down.
Yeah, that was that thing.
That thing? Oh.
As I said before...
Why don't the two of you go and stand at the back of the tent away from everybody else if you're both feeling ill? Let's not spread around whatever you two have got. You could have just been something you ate.
We don't have illness. Now, who could have... Yes, something we ate that just came into effect now. Who could have had access to these boxes and could have switched the contents with this?
Pretty much anyone. They were sitting out on the stage all day.
Security really isn't something you think about, Trendy, is it?
So if this thing is making you ill when you pick it up, perhaps it's got some virus or something on it, yes? I mean, it's obviously these three people here have had something nasty happen to them. So why don't you put it back in the box and not touch it anymore?
That would be a good idea.
Torches around here.
I would say generally burning things is a bad idea. If it contains a virus, especially one that can be similar to pollen, can move in a gaseous form, burning it would be a terrible idea and would spread it incredibly quickly.
Well, then put it back
I'm going to pull out a black marker pen from my pocket, because of course teachers always have one on hand. And I will write "Do not open" in big words on the front and say, "Don't open it." I will say to you, Richard, "Don't open it. Don't let it out of your sight. I'll be back in 5 minutes."
I'm not touching the thing. Get back
just
here.
Hold the box.
Touching the thing. If it has made I don't touch it. I dance out of the way. If it has made 3 people sick, I am not going to be touching it. You are already infected. You can safely carry it to wherever you would need to do whatever you need to do with it. Perhaps you should try and call the CDC in or something.
I will carry it out, and Sharon, you know what I'm going to do.
Yes.
People are in a rush to die alone.
What's the state of boats? Hello?
Hello?
State of boat.
State of boat.
Boats. What is the state of boats? Are there any left outside?
Well, are you going to go all the way down to the dock?
Yes, I went herring off as soon as overheard that this guy had his own boat on the island.
Yes, well, the boats are there.
What kind of boats are we talking about here? Are they just all kayak?
No. No, they're not all kayaks.
That is how I expected him to leave the island.
There are a couple of kayaks there, but there's a very small motorboat, mm-hmm. and then there is the larger boat that you arrived at the island in. It's more like a ferry boat.
Right. Am I within shouting distance of the people back at the tent?
You could try.
It's only
it's
2 acres.
It's about an acre.
Oh.
Right. That.
600 feet.
I shout really loudly, boat's here! Let's see if anyone listens before I actually have a look at the boat. Are there any lights? Anyone walking up and down on decks?
There's one guy sitting up on the deck, mm-hmm. reading a magazine and smoking a cigarette. The rest of the boat is pretty much dark.
Mm-hmm. Boats take us back to shore?
Yeah.
Cool. Wait here, I'll go get the others. You're still working, right? Only we're having a bit of trouble with all our electricals back at the tent.
Oh, well, we shouldn't have that problem. We've got our own power source on the boat.
Okay. I'll be right back. I'll head back and tell everyone that the boat's here.
Well, real quick. There might be a pertinent piece of information that you had skipped over on your reading. I'm asking Sharon if you would know that rather important piece of information.
I got given a link to this wiki and a bit of extra information.
Well then, no. Oh well. Let me see if it's there. Probably not. Nope. All right. You wouldn't know it.
I also have some information about the Rakshasas, and that's about it.
You might want to peruse that real quick and see if she sent over something to you. Because, there might be a critical piece of information there. Possibly not.
You now have access to this as well, because I blarred you in and you had time to quickly.
It's not there. This piece of information is not there.
Fair enough, and I don't have it, because that's all the information I have.
Alright.
How do we know what piece of information you're talking about?
Exactly.
He would know if he read it, if he came across this piece of information, it would change his action. So he doesn't know it, therefore meh.
Okay.
Well, I make the best of a bad situation and go and sit down by the bar with this family again. Have something to drink, try and talk her out of.
Is it anything to do with all the information that we get on the Rakshasa? For example, all the crap they can do.
I just have knowledge that there are Rakshasa who are strange, powered individuals. That's all I have.
That's very nice. Okay, well, you don't know it, then I don't know it.
Yeah, I don't have any more information than that. No.
Then, huzzahs, I need to read less. All right.
Okay. So, where is everyone right now?
At the bar.
I'm at the bar as well.
Okay.
I'm running back to the tent.
I've been having a good old time.
Okay, you're running back to the tent.
I will ask if there are any religious professors around.
Did we not ask that already?
I had asked if anyone had recognized the language. There might still be a history, a religion or history professor around. Particularly a professor that specializes in Hindu stuff. You know, those people.
Well, Miss Hanley, she says, it's not my specialty, but what is it you're looking for?
Oh, good. Do you happen to know anything about the people who inhabited the island of Lanka? Might have been in the book called the Batabara.
Yes, I read that a while ago. Why?
Oh, just no reason. I just heard the word Rakshasa, or Rakasha. Once again, proving that knowing what the word is and written is not the same as knowing what the word is spoken. And Lanka, and, well, you know, I know that's related to those people.
Yeah, very, very nasty group in Hindu mythology, if I remember correctly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why don't you elaborate on that?
Oh, let's see. If I remember correctly, they were, shape-shifting cannibals.
Excellent. Any particular weaknesses?
No, not that I remember correctly.
Anything about a golden cloth?
Golden cloth? Well, I know the Mughals really, really, there is a golden cloth, yes.
Please go on.
It was a present from the Rakshasas to the daughter of the Grand Mogul at her wedding.
Oh, anything particularly awful happened at that event? Or to that daughter?
Oh, to that daughter? No, not really.
Anything lovely?
No, she was just reputed to be very, very beautiful, and she loved that cloth.
To death, one might say.
Possibly.
Excellent. Well.
So it's a valuable artifact.
Well, she lived long enough to reproduce.
And anything about the sun?
The sun? Oh, yes. Well, let me remember. If I remember correctly, I think her grandson was Shah Jahan.
Excellent. And who would he be? For those of us.
Please, you know, the man who built the Taj Mahal as a memorial to his great love.
Oh, yes, I'm just not as into history as you are. How I regret that at this moment.
Yeah, well, it's the person that came after him that was a real nasty person.
Oh, would he happen to be lame? Why don't you tell me more about him?
Oh, the, Shah Jahan's successor?
Yes, sure.
Yeah, well, he was a rabid Muslim, and he imposed Sharia law and started burning Hindu temples.
Did he ever give a reason for that, besides being an utter bastard?
No, not really. Not that I remember.
Ah, just a prick. Well, I'm sure that has no bearing at this whatsoever.
I agree.
Drink.
Drink. Okay. So, I mean, if you really want to check, I'm sure you could. I'm sure there's some pretty good resources online. I mean, you can always wiki it.
I don't own any of those fancy technological devices.
Okay. Well,
my watch isn't even electrical.
Oh, really?
Yes, my grandfather gave me it.
Oh, great. What time is it? Mine stopped.
Oh, I look at my mechanical watch.
It is now about 10 p.m.
Oh, it is 10 p.m. We have another hour here.
Yes, we do.
How lovely. I think I can get well and truly smashed before we have to get on the boat.
I am back.
What do you mean we have another hour here? I thought this ran till midnight.
Oh, 11. I thought we got on the boat at 11.
Yes.
Told you? Well, that gentleman over there, Mr. Shibley's assistant, told me midnight.
Interesting. We were all told 11. When did Mr. Shibley's assistant tell you this? Was it while we were over there dealing with the unfortunate man?
No. It was while we were on the boat coming over here. Oh, I know why you think it's 11. It said 11 at first, but Mr. Shibley's assistant went around and told a bunch of us that it was actually 12, not 11.
Would this be about the time I come back shouting, boats here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I'd pull out my invitation and see whether it says 11 or 12 on the things.
Okay, on the invitation, it says 11.
Now, when she heard this from a certain Mr. Shibley, did I see him at another place at the same time, by chance?
Well, it wasn't Mr. Shibley.
Mr. Shibley's assistant, who is yet unnamed.
Well, the man is everywhere.
Quite literally, in fact.
Yes.
Well, gosh, I'm a man of science, damn it. This is all superstitious. Mr. Shibley's assistant!
His name is Carlos.
Mr. Shibley's assistant!
You go over there to him because he is feeling ill and we do not want to spread that around. So, shoo, shoo, away with you.
No, I think not. I think shouting is a better
He is not coming to us. I think go near.
I'm not calling Kim here.
He will get up and come to you because civilized people do not shout at crossbones.
Yes, but civilized people don't have some kind of horrific disease and look that pale.
I watch him get up and walk over to us because that's what anybody would do.
Does he have the wherewithal to do that?
Yes.
Damn.
Go and meet him halfway.
Okay. The person who originally opened the box, you see a disturbance over by him. He has fainted.
That's quite far enough. I don't really need to get too close to you to speak to you. When is the party ending?
I can see why there's some confusion. The invitations say 11, but people are welcome to stay till midnight. In fact, anyone that wants to stay after 11, we're going to have a tour of the old lighthouse.
Well, that sounds smashing to me in this state.
Okay.
Well, there we go.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Who's leaving?
Not getting too close. The boat's actually here.
Oh, the boat is here. Okay.
Mr. Jason.
I would recommend we... Yes?
Mr. Goodman, perhaps you should come over here, but not too close.
Excuse me?
We heard out some more information about the Rakshasas and some things, and apparently they're horrific demonic creatures that also shapeshift. You might want to keep that... That's an interesting tidbit. Also,
right.
There is a legend about some golden cloth and some lady that got obsessed with it, and then her horrific grandchild. I'm sure it's nothing of consequence.
So the cloth curses the bloodline? Well,
it's just fears. There's obviously some infection on the cloth itself that has come down the ages or something, because... People are just speculating this because it's torture.
It's a cloth which somehow has managed to not... Well, I guess I left my biology behind, but most bacteria don't live that long unless they're feeding on something, so I'd be surprised if that cloth would be a more
crucial bacteria. There are tales of bacteria living in a degree of stasis for many years, and there's no guarantee that this is an old virus. This could be a new thing. And we are also sitting on top of a typhoid hospital, so...
Yes, which is, again, with all these things, that's why I'm recommending the boat. The one which is sitting right there waiting for us to get aboard with its own power source.
Right, but it's not going to go. Its own power source, you say?
Everyone give me a perception roll.
Passive?
Yes.
I assume passive. So given we're all speaking.
Is alertness passive?
Yes.
Right. Alertness is passive.
Sad loathing. That's
I am good at things. I am good at things. I am so good at things.
And the dice are not rolling because they don't really want to roll.
I have a flat nought.
Okay. I have a 1 with -2.
Can anyone see my dice?
What color are you?
I went for gold.
No.
Nope. Okay. You want me to roll for you?
Yes, please.
Not Nick!
Well, I'm going to re-enter catch your hair. And besides, I have nothing to
give. You got a +1. Congrats.
There we go.
Okay.
So who I have a 1.
Okay. Who scored a 1 or better?
Myself.
Everyone that scores a 1 or better sees one of the servers going to clear the table that you put the picture frame down on.
Oh, no.
He took it away.
I took it with me.
He took it with you. Yeah. Ah, okay.
I have it with me in the crapper.
Okay.
See, he is Spanish.
I wonder where he went.
He's indisposed.
You hear from somewhere across the way.
God.
How uncouth. Well, one cannot.
Don't suppose anyone... I don't suppose there was any long bits of piping around anywhere. Anyone seen anything like that?
Sorry, what?
I would feel a lot more secure with something like that on hand. If we're dealing with shape-changing... Very long pieces. I'm looking for an equivalent for a quarterstaff.
For what? Who are you gonna... You can't hit a virus.
Okay, there is piping. There is piping, however, it's part of the framework of the tent that you're in.
No, I'm thinking more of like stuff which would have, you know, extra bits,
well, if you pieces went, left behind. We're going to have a tour of the excavation site, my lad.
Why are we standing around here?
Yes,
the boat doesn't leave until 11.
I do agree on one thing. You said the boat had its own power?
Yes.
Yes.
I suspect that I think someone should go down to the boat and use the radio the boats have to get in contact with the mainland and tell them that we have two or three cases.
Would the pair of you mind coming with me for that then? Safety in numbers. Or I might get lost in the dark, I say for the rational person.
I look at Miss Hanley. I look back at him. I look at Miss Hanley.
Will you accompany us, Miss Hanley, as well?
I have been at her side, you know, when you have it taken away. Off to secret rendezvous.
That's right. And I said, will you accompany us, Miss Hanley?
Oh.
Certainly. Certainly.
As the only other named person that we give a damn about at this party, why not come with us and try and survive?
I will grab a bottle of booze.
Okay.
I will make sure the alcohol content is quite high.
Okay.
Will I have gotten back yet?
Yes.
Okay. I will join the group.
No, okay. You stay away.
No, you don't.
Get back.
No, you do not join the group. The group backs away from you.
Looks like a very bad combination of flushed and pale.
You go and sit down over there. We will go to the boat and get medic there immediately.
Do we have a doctor in the house?
I have a bad feeling.
Somebody yells back, what kind of doctor?
Medical, not doctorates.
There's a general ripple of laughter. It's like one guy steps forward. Yeah?
Could you attend to him?
Why? Is he not feeling well?
Well, he's flushed and pale at the same time.
I question your doctor status if you cannot tell from looking at him.
Well, I can see he looks ill, but...
Right,
Something, you're allergic to something?
Could you describe your symptoms very quickly and see if that's any, you know, horrifically transmitted disease or if you just might have eaten something that didn't agree with you and it happened to manifest at the same time that you looked at a golden cloth?
Okay, well, he looks pale, sort of pale, but flushed. He looks like he's very hot. He looks, he's very shaky and is involuntarily clutching at his stomach.
So... like he got some food poisoning, perhaps. Not quite that?
It's like I knew that shrimp didn't look good.
Oh.
Did you eat the shrimp? It didn't really look good.
No, I'm pretty sure I didn't.
Well, do you think it's something you ate?
I look at you with a... Goodbye.
Well, he goes, hello, my name is Myron Black, and, well, here. Puts his hand on your head and he goes, wow, you are burning up. Let me see if they have any aspirin here. Like, is your stomach off or what?
I won't survive this situation.
Yeah. Aspirin may not be the best thing for you. We really need to get you to a hospital. Yes?
Sharon, are there any of those sort of closed lanterns, as in you've got a flame within glass in a closed system? Do we have any of those?
There's some candle lanterns, yes.
But ones where the air inside is not going to get out of it?
Yes.
I want to take one.
I will point out that there is no such thing as one where it can't get out because
no, I mean it can get out, but it needs oxygen to burn. It's basically a candle inside of a tube of glass with a perforated metal cap.
I think we need to burn this thing.
Whoa, Skippy! What if it reacts? What if it's a bacteria that reacts to heat? And it's your breathing that made it activate, and then all of a sudden, everyone's dying. I would prefer that doesn't happen.
Burn it somewhere else, or maybe throw it into the sea.
So we can infect all of Manhattan! I see your
priceless, plan! Possibly priceless relic from a bygone age with untold secrets. I think you're mad. Can we sort out the boat thing first, please?
Untold secrets? It's a piece of cloth!
I look at you and I just kind of, yeah.
It's a piece of cloth. Let us... Here, you trail behind us by a good ways. We need you to get to you to a hospital.
No, I think you should stay here and where a trained professional can look after him while we go get help and make sure the boat's working and, you know, get him out of here as quickly as possible.
We need to get people to the hospital, man. We're not going...
I know, but I don't think it's piling him onto a boat which isn't going anywhere immediately isn't the best course of action, especially when everyone else is going to pile onto said same boat.
Well,
let me check with Carlos and see if there's another boat here. So, because he looks at you, Joshua, and this man needs to get to a hospital.
Yeah. All right. Well, we can get to the radio and see if they can't get a fast helicopter out here. A gyroscope. Anyways, I will join What's-His-Face.
Too late. I'm not there.
Shit. He disappeared. Oh, he's gonna die.
All right, I tried what to now? Get Miss Allen to come with me as well, seeing as...
Meh. Okay. She'll go with you. She likes you.
I'll make sure to collect up her 50% off coupon as well. Which brought us so much joy. And then we head off down to the boat to get to the radio.
Okay.
And then we try to call the mainland if we make it there alive.
Okay, so you're heading off to the boat. Which boat? The smaller boat or the main ferry boat?
The ferry boat.
The large boat. Which?
The large boat.
Yeah, I don't think
had its own power.
Okay, you get to the boat. The boat itself is dark.
Is the man still on deck?
No, he's not.
You're not there.
Yes, I am.
No,
you spent a long time with conversing with Joshua and
That's true,
Nick.
You're not.
Yep.
Okay, but hang on. The plan was that I was trying to get a group of
two of them to go. I said, while the doctor is examining him, we sneak off.
Are there bacteria that can become airborne when they come in contact with acid? I will ask the doctor.
I don't know. I don't work for the CDC.
Damn it.
Given that we found bacteria in the most extremist of conditions, it's not wise.
I'm just contemplating whether the safe way to destroy it would be to eat it.
My god, no. Man. My god. You do realize.
Round of applause. Yep.
This might be Darwinism in action here, but I'd like to continue.
I feel like I'm going to die now.
Yes, and I'm sure eating the bacteria will make you feel better.
No, I'm sure eating the bacteria will mean no one else will get bloody sick by it, because I know as soon as I die, someone else is going to turn into Smeagol.
You know that there are things called respiratory diseases, right? I mean, I'm sure this has gotten through to you, Professor of Literature.
But you're not here, are you?
I hope it has. Which is why I'm standing a long ways away from you.
Oh.
Okay. So, who's at the boat?
I am arguing with Doc McEdison.
Can we please head? Yes. Can we please go? Hang on. Where's everyone else gone? Well, insert expletive.
I already commented on this. Are you feeling a little slow?
I was not here due to dropping out.
Okay, Joshua, I need another roll from you.
This is another endurance that I don't have?
Yes.
And I assume I'll pass out if I fail.
Yes.
Joy is zero.
Night-night.
Can I say some last words before I drop unconscious?
Yes.
Perhaps you would like to spend a chip to get a plus one.
No. Because as soon as I make the next roll in 5 minutes, I will fail that one. And considering I will not be able to help you at all in that time, it will be a wasted chip. So, I was like, don't let anyone
stunning
touch
logic.
It or look at it or... Blah.
Okay, Joshua's having a nap
now. Keep it
now.
Secret. Keep it safe.
I'm considering feeding it to him.
You're going to make the poor man eat glass when he's down. Very cruel.
I know, but...
That would involve you touching it as well, so...
I know, that's the only reason I have it at this point. Alright.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Joshua is now slumped over.
We can do nothing for him. Let us go to the boat.
Zee.
Are you going to take him with you, or leave him there?
Leave him there. In the initial confusion, I want to swipe the marker pen that he was using earlier, and put a little mark on the palm of his hand.
Okay.
If anyone asks, I'll say it. I'm just getting even with him. If anyone notices or asks, but I'm hoping
you
can cover it.
Extraordinarily disappointed.
If anyone asks or gives me that sort of "I saw what you did there, what are you doing?" look.
Yes, I'm sure you're not marking him because you believe that they're a shapeshifter.
Exactly.
I'm sure that's not the cause. You lend too much credence to the old tales.
I do, and I hope that I will be proven mistaken, but if I am not wrong, then I will probably live longer, so.
Well, us march off to our dooms.
Why do you say your dooms? Gosh, you guys are so fatalistic.
Well, because doom simply means fate.
Yes.
I will march off to my fate whether or not I stand here or go elsewhere, so.
Okay, and guilt?
Yes, I'm heading off to the boat as well.
Yes, give me an endurance roll.
Rolling, or at least I would be rolling if catch your hair like me, but it doesn't. Okay.
Congratulations, you rolled a negative one.
Really? Yeah. I can't see any dice. I can't.
Okay, I rolled for
well,
you.
Well, negative one it is then.
Okay.
I don't really think I have anything to spend, so. Could say I'm younger than all of you, therefore I've got a more youthful body to better fuck throwing off viruses and diseases.
It's an interesting tale. Back during the influenza pandemic of the Spanish flu one, young people were more likely to die because they entered into a cytokine storm situation that their immune system fought back. Anyways. Probably not.
Yes, too fervently, and therefore burned out resources, became weakened, and was more susceptible. But
no,
if that's the case, then it's not.
That's.
Is it an acceptable tip spend?
Yep.
Sharon?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I spend to boost it by two, gave me a plus one.
Okay.
So, people at the boat.
Yes.
The couple that went to the boat. Are they? What happens with them?
Okay.
We look around the boat. We see if there are people on the boat doing things.
When you get to the boat, all the lights are off. The guy that was sitting on the boat earlier is not there.
I don't know that he was sitting there earlier.
There is no one on the boat.
Let us go onto the boat and see if we can find anybody or the radio up there. Miss Emily? It will be fun exploring this place.
I don't know. It doesn't look safe.
It's a boat. They're designed not to sink.
True. Okay, well, let's go.
Onto the boat, then, and look around, trying to find, first of all, see if there are any people on board, knocking, saying loudly, and trying to make our way to the...
How are you getting on the boat? Are you going to try... You know,
There's no gangplank or anything else? It's just left adrift?
No, it's tied up. There's nothing... There's just a rope. There's no gangplank leading down to the dock.
I suppose this boat is big enough for 90 people, at least.
So, yeah, it'll hold about 150 total.
So it's actually quite a bit. Well, I'll shout at the boat then. Hello, boat. People on boat. We would like to get on the boat.
No answer.
We have sick people. We need to use the radio to call the mainland. No one?
No answer.
Is there another boat around, I wonder, that we...
Well, there's a very small boat that looks like it'll hold, like, maybe four people.
Oh.
That's a small motorboat.
Well, let's go and look at that instead, then. A motorboat. Wow.
Yes.
That might be fun to drive around in. Have you ever wanted to go in a motorboat quickly, Miss Emily?
Okay. Whose boat is this?
I guess it must be Alex Shibley's.
Okay.
Let's go and have a look.
Okay. So you go over to the small boat, and it's a small boat.
And does it have a radio on it at all?
Okay, so you're going to go on the boat and look for
a
radio.
Get on the boat and look for... Yes, that's...
Yes, it does have a radio on it.
Ah, well, I try to operate it with all of my extensive boating type knowledge.
Okay.
You don't know a history of boats, do you?
Give me a scholarship roll.
As a scholar, I have some scholarships. Ah, I have managed to roll a flat zero with that negative three.
Okay. You You're going to spend a chip or anything? You managed to get the radio on. You get some static, but that's about it.
I steal James's aspects and use Knuckle Down and get the job done. I'll try and reroll. I can't do much worse.
Okay, roll.
And that leaves me with a 3, then.
With a 3? Okay. You're getting a very clear signal. You can hear the Harbor Patrol radio band, people talking.
All right, try transmitting. Hello? Can anyone
hear you? Ahoy. Please identify yourself.
Hello. I'm Professor Brian Roscoe. We're on the island, Rat Island. We were here for a party being held by somebody, by Alex Shibley. We've now got some medical problems here, and we can't seem to find any of the crew for the boat. Could you send a helicopter or a medical evac or something? Or just more crew to operate this boat would be handy.
Okay, repeat. You are on Rat Island. You are having a medical emergency?
Yes, we've got two people who seem to have come down with some disease.
Okay, where on Rat Island are you?
It's only... I don't know, at the harbor bit? It's only 2 acres. We're not that
you're
near
the
to the lock.
You're on the dock end of the island?
I think so. Is there anything around which is a point of interest that I can say, yeah, we're about X away from the giant red hill or something?
No, not really.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'll do my best to describe where we are.
Okay. We'll send the Coast Guard out to you immediately.
Excellent.
What kind of medical emergency are you having?
It's a contagion of some description. I don't know. I'm not a medical doctor.
Okay. Okay, we should be there in about 15 minutes.
Well, wait here on the dock for you.
Okay. You're going to wait on the dock. What's everyone else doing?
Going to the dock. Keeping my distance from the other guy, who is now coughing.
I'm not coughing. I'm feeling a little queasy, but it's in the dark, so you can't see the fact.
I look at him suspiciously.
Well, yes, but you've been looking at me suspiciously all night. I'm starting to get a little concerned. Yes. So, anyway, moving on.
Okay. All right. So, you're heading off towards the docks. Okay.
Yes, the pair of us.
How's the moon look tonight?
The moon?
Yes.
Oh, the moon looks fine. It's kind of moon-like.
Is it full, new, crescent, waxing, waning? Can I see in front of myself?
Well, the moon right now, tonight, it's actually fairly dark.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully the light pollution from New York City lights the way a bit.
Yes, yes.
Here's the other thing, the lighthouse. Can we see it at this angle?
You can see the lighthouse. The lighthouse is very well lit.
Okay, is the light it's giving off the kind of dull ambient glow that you'd associate with an old-fashioned light, or is it a modern electrical bulb? One
it's
of the gigantic.
Old. It's an old...
As I thought. So it's more like gas or oil.
Yeah.
Shouldn't a lighthouse this old not be in service? This is weird.
That would explain why it's still burning. We might want to investigate that later, but right now I'm more concerned about, you know, getting it off the island or waiting until daylight. So I take it you're not a person to believe in mysteries.
I didn't say I didn't believe in mysteries. I just said I don't believe in the occult. Those are two separate things.
Okay.
True enough. But there's many variety of mysteries, some of which cannot be explained with science unless you take absurd lengths to set up a situation.
You're totally wrong. I'm not going to have this discussion.
Can the two of you give me perception rolls?
No, I can't. My finger is broken.
Okay.
You'll have to give me...
I'll let Richard roll for you.
Because I've been doing so well.
Exactly. I roll a 3.
Okay. And?
I have rolled for you a -1, whatever your score is.
Okay.
Psst, that's your cue to say what you're at. Ah, we dropped him. So a -1 kills him.
No, the 3 was good enough. You hear some sort of disturbance at the tent behind you.
I am interested in this disturbance. I will go back to the tent.
You actually can't, because there's a large number of people coming down the trail towards the boat at you.
Oh, hey-o, what happened? Anyone feeling sane?
What?
Anyone feeling calm and collected? Oh, good. What happened?
Oh, we were just told we had to leave right now.
Oh, who told you that?
Alex Shibley.
Oh, are the unconscious people here?
The unconscious people?
You know, that preposterous guy who was the literature and the other guy who was speaking in tongues? Those guys.
Oh, no, those guys, they're still back at the tent.
Oh, that's not acceptable. I need some men who are strong in body and mind to come back with me to the tents. We need to get our fallen comrades. Leave no man behind.
They look at you with a mix of horror and disbelief.
Leave no man behind. I know we're not the Marines, but still.
Okay. Well, finally, one person steps up.
That's disappointingly few.
Yes. Well, if Dr. Black can help those people, I can too.
Is Dr. Black still there?
Yeah, he wouldn't leave people who were passing out.
Good man.
Said it was
that
against
man.
His code.
Good man. All right. Well, voice in the sky to come with me?
Can I get an empathy cold read on the man who has just been speaking?
What are you trying to read?
I am trying to read his actual intent, if he is really just begrudgingly saying, well, I better do it because I can, or if he's got some sort of ulterior motive.
No, he's pretty much feeling guilty.
Okay.
I will try to guilt another couple of strong people to help me out.
Okay.
I will use deceit. No. I lied to them. Say it will all be fine. I'm sure there's no such thing as magical rock sashes or... No. I guess a presence would really be the best role for this situation.
Yes, it would.
I'm glad I have some of that. That leaves me with a one.
It's a one. Okay. You finally get one or two of the wait staff to go
Excellent.
Back with you. So there's
Excellent.
Four... You have a total of three people who are willing to go back with you.
I will spend a chip on old school ways and see if I can't get that up to a plus three and get another couple of people with me. Will that help? Oh,
yes, it will.
Hey.
Okay. You get three or four. You know, they're slightly older. Okay. Yes. Well, you should give it the old school try and get them out of here. Let's go.
Exactly. Well, Mr. Jason, are you coming with us, or are you feeling a little yellow today?
Great. So not only is it that you feel threatened by oceans, but now you've actually got to demean them. Of course I'm going with. I can't leave you old folk to do this all on your own, can I now? You might trip over and be unable to get up. Or to being old. Now let's go.
Okay, so you guys are heading back to the pavilion.
Yes.
Okay. You work your way gradually upstream as all of your esteemed colleagues make their way down to the dock.
I will try to get Infected Man to be off to the side and not touching the other people.
Again, you don't know this, Nick.
I saw you touch someone. I do not believe that you are not infected. I believe you, in fact, are infected.
You touched him as well.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I was very careful not to touch the man who was infected.
Before you knew he was infected, you touched him.
Right. Probably before he was infected, that is true. But not after. Nope. And you can tell by the fact I'm not making endurance rolls. Off to the side, lad.
Sure, that way whatever kill us will kill you first in the big poke. Yeah, easy targets.
I clearly... He's going to get that. All right, let us advance forth with you over there, away from the group.
Okay, so you advance back into the pavilion.
Yes.
Okay, as you get there, as you get closer to the pavilion, you see that some of the tiki torches have been knocked over. There's some spilled drinks. There's a couple of pieces of torn clothing, lots of trampling around. And then you hear some moaning coming from inside.
Hello? Is everything all right in there?
I'm now suddenly glad that I'm separate from the group, seeing as he's making noise.
Hello?
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 You hear someone You hear someone go, "Who's there?"
Dr. Harold Bird.
Dr. Bird. This is Dr. Black. I would strongly recommend you stay out of here.
Oh, why would that be?
Because I don't know what's going on. It's just everyone left here is very ill. If you really want to help, can you radio to New York or City Island and get a medical team here? Tell them to take precautions. I think whatever this is highly contagious.
How is it contagious?
I'm not sure, but I don't want to stand next to you if you're... I think I'm coming down with it.
Oh. Well, shoot. Gosh. Yeah, that sounds reasonable to me. Can I tell if he's lying?
He doesn't sound like he's lying.
Yeah, okay. Well, if I don't think that he's lying.
Don't let them leave the island. Whatever this is, we don't want it getting into the city.
Yeah, that's true. Damn it. I wanted to go home tonight. All right, well, lads, back to the boats with us.
Okay. You're heading back to the boat?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what Joshua is doing. I'm sorry, not Joshua, but John.
John?
I've got the message here. I feel a little off. I try to self-diagnose myself, basically check temperature, check pulse, see if I'm unnaturally clammy or sweaty. Just see if I've got any of these early symptoms. Well, seeing as I've handled people before, I think I'll stay here and see if I can help.
Okay.
You do that. Mm-hmm. Good man, that man. Okay. I immediately go the other direction.
Okay. You see a very bright light out on the water.
Oh, good. I'm going to have to tell them to go the hell away. This is going to be fabulous.
Okay. Well, you go down to the water to see what it is?
Yes.
Okay. It's a Coast Guard cutter.
I say, ahoy there!
You go, ahoy! What's the medical emergency?
I would have been speaking to them on the radio trying to raise them on the radio when they came in again.
Okay. So, anyway, they're there. Yeah. Right, they're there. Just about to the dock.
Don't approach. I will say... Well, I'll let Richard say his bit, and then I'll...
I just said, we got a medical emergency here. We at least two or three people down. It seems to be... we're not certain it might be spread by contact.
You hear dead silence on the other end of the radio for a second there. And they're like, and then it's like, okay, we've got hazmat suits. We'll send a metal team on. It'll just take a couple of minutes.
Okay.
And that's really quick.
And they pull into the dock.
I will say ahoy before they pull in the dock and tell them, do not pull into the dock.
What?
We have a doctor. He said that the whatever it is appears to be infectious.
Oh, okay.
Don't come near, please.
Okay, babe. You see the boat gradually come to a stop. It's near the pier, but no gangplank is getting put down.
Oh, good. Yes, I would suggest that you not come closer, and in fact, go further away.
Okay.
I do not want anyone to get infected who is not already infected.
Okay. Well, here's... Well, you can hear the guy thinking over the radio.
I'm shouting. I'm not saying anything on the radio.
No, he's just, you can hear him start to say something, stop, start to say something, stop. And then he says, okay, everyone on the island, get on the ferry boat and move away from the docks.
Excellent suggestion.
Well, high tide's in about 15 minutes, and anyone not up on high ground is just going to drown.
Oh, shit. Why are you telling this out? All right. Well, hang on. All right. Well, I will I will try to organize the crowd and get them into the boat. And then I will set off
and say, if anyone has...
I need a presence roll for that.
Okay, well, damn. Ah, good. I'm good at things, so that will be a zero. I won't use explosions or a way of life and explode the island. Could I use Ord Boer's network to say that I am friends with some of these people and they are more willing to listen to me?
Yes, you could.
I will spin a chip with that and get a two.
Okay. You get...
Women first.
Okay. You get, you know, you manage to get the growl generally moving to get on the boat.
Oh, excellent. Mr. Roscoe? No answer. Okay.
Oh, sorry, I'm on mute. Ha ha. Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm going back to... Oh, you were quite correct, Richard. I did, in fact, do that. Damn.
Well, yes, what are you doing?
I find myself compelled to go back and save our colleagues who are about to drown to death. Or at least ensure that they won't drown to death. Would you mind joining me?
I can do so. How are people getting onto the boat?
There is a gangplank down.
There is now?
Yes.
From where?
Onto the ferry boat, rather yes. than the medical boat.
Right.
Right. How did that get down?
It was always down, wasn't it?
No, it was not.
Ah.
It was lowered. You don't know by who.
Yes. That is... disturbing.
Oh, are you going to mention it?
Yes. Huh. Oh. How did they get that down? There were no
Perhaps
crew
we
on
should
the boat.
Quickly try to investigate that and then go save our friends. Or friends, as the case may be. I don't like any of them, but
You can send a couple of the people to run up to the thing and tell them to get to the lighthouse.
Which yes, obviously so I will... Are you better at instructing people than I am? I find myself quite incompetent at that.
I could go and talk to them, yes.
Why don't you do that? I will try to cut to the beginning of the line and, with my no-weapon skill, see what the hell is going on.
Okay. All right. We shall split up in this fashion, thus killing everybody all alone.
Well, no, you're going to be here with me. We're going to try to... I want you to try to dispatch a couple of the crowd members.
Ah,
here.
Right, I see. I thought you wanted me to go there and try and convince them to go to the...
Oh, no.
All right, fine, then we will do that plan.
They're obviously already dead.
Okay, so you managed to make your way to the front of the line.
With Mr. Pasco, right behind me, Brosco, right?
Brosco.
Okay.
I'm good with names.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, could have a couple of volunteers to run back to the tent where our unfortunate colleagues are suffering from the illness. They need to get to high ground so that they do not get flooded.
You hear a murmur. What? Flooded?
Everybody else will be able to get on board this fine, fine boat that we are here on.
Okay.
But the tide is coming in, and high tide means high waters.
Okay. Joshua, where are you? Sleeping.
Josh is unconscious.
No, he woke up.
He did?
Yes.
Ah.
Oh, dear. Oh, no, I look behind me before he eats my brain.
Joshua might be sleeping.
For real, yes. Okay, so you make your way up to the front, you make your spiel, people look at you like you are insane.
Richard, what are you typing? Oh, sorry, Skype has just been telling me you've been typing for ages.
Yeah, I know. It looks like War and Peace over here.
I'm not typing anything.
Is something sitting on your keyboard?
Oh, yes. Joshua is... never mind.
Okay, so they look at you and they go, what do you mean flooded?
Perhaps I said high tide was coming in and the area will go up.
Okay.
As Alex said, I think. Or was it that Mr. Assistant?
Okay.
Perhaps a presence roll to make this go over.
You see a couple of people go, all right, well, they should really be able to get here on their own, but let's go get them. Half a dozen to a dozen people start heading back down towards the pavilion. The person on the boat is frantically waving, come on, come on. High tide's due in 10 minutes.
I will, Mr. Briscoe, time to explore.
Oh dear, all right.
Does anyone have a light?
Apparently not. Onwards and upwards, then.
Are people there?
Hello?
Okay.
Hello. Yes, hello. Ah, there's a Josh. Josh said something.
Joshua? No.
No. His icon lit up.
Yeah.
Oh dear, have we swapped icons?
I think we have.
No, not to me.
All right, okay.
No, we haven't. I think he may have been speaking in his sleep again.
Okay, so to expedite this a bit, you have a bunch of people heading back towards the pavilion.
Quickly, hopefully.
Quickly, yes. You have the person on the boat frantically waving for them to come back to the boat. You have the Coast Guard sitting there urging everyone to get on the boat via loudspeaker.
Hello, is guy who is on the boat. Where the hell have you been?
On the boat! Get on the boat!
Are you sure?
Yes!
Why did you not come earlier? No, too late. Everybody onto the boat.
Okay, well...
Okay. Is Joshua with you or not?
Hey, Joshua was passed out as far as
I... Yeah, last time he was unconscious, he was back at the tent. You said he woke up, so yep. I don't know. I guess you've got control of him at the tent.
Okay, he's at the tent.
John is at the tent as well.
Okay.
I'm sitting outside the tent.
Okay. You see, sitting outside the tent, John, you see about 6 or 8 people start coming back up the path towards you.
Have I been able to follow the various comings and goings of the group so that this isn't like...
Yeah.
Or is it... Okay, right. Sorry. It's about an acre's distance, so yeah, I would be able to
get them out.
Well, Doctor, it looks like they've come back to get us.
No! Keep them out of here! Keep them out! Don't... And then you hear a thud.
Okay. Peering through the peering through the tent flap?
Well, it's not really
one of the pavilion tents.
It's a pavilion, yeah.
Yeah, well, peering around the sort of doors, not the fake canvas doors they tend to have, at least in my experience. Is everyone in there currently passed out on the floor?
Yes.
How much worse am I feeling right now?
Not too bad. You're functioning. You just feel a little nauseous.
Okay. In which case, I continue to wait out here.
Okay. Give me a roll. Perception.
Right. Perception. Something new. Let me just see if Catchy Hair likes me again.
Wow, this is a pretty connection.
Oh, no. I had hit my DSL kit.
Yep.
Oh, did you drop as well, did you?
Yes.
I didn't even notice. Ha ha.
Oh. Well, so, John and Joshua are dead. Let's see if I can't make it a trifecta of the Englishman.
Nope. Die. Stay well away from everybody.
What'd you get on your perception roll?
Guilt's away. He's dropped. And he was the one who you asked for a...
Yes, sir.
Unfortunately.
I take the bottle of booze I have, I stuff a piece of cloth in it, I light the cloth, and I throw it at Briscoe.
I wonder who Briscoe is.
Shit! I throw it at the other Englishman in our party.
Wow. So you really do throw a Molotov cocktail?
Hell no. I was doing it in my I am joking voice.
Yeah.
Which obviously sounds so much different.
It does.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello!
Yay.
Plus one.
Plus one. Ooh. Okay. You see one figure, one person, some man, walking among the people who are sprawled out on the floor and in the chairs.
Do I recognize him?
No. He's exceptionally tall.
My hand closes around the knife I secreted earlier, and I watch him, see what he's up to.
Okay.
I'm trying to not be obvious, so. I have a sneak score because I forgot that it's actually stealth, so do you want me to roll stealth?
No, you're good.
Okay. Does he match the vague recollections I have of the denizens of Lanka?
Yes.
Yeah. I head off towards the group of people who are coming up here.
Okay.
Again, trying not to make sound or be obvious.
Okay.
And I wave my hands frantically to get their attention.
Okay, you have their attention.
there are PCs amongst that group. So I am waving at them, and I'm gesticulating off to the side as if to follow me off to the side.
There are no PCs in that group.
What?
We abandoned you. Do your fate.
No, at least one of you went back with that group of people.
No. Nope.
Really? What really? Happened to you, Nick? Oh, this is what happens when the internet gets spotty.
Idea. Roscoe's idea of sending other people was pretty good, and it looked like there was a threat on the boat, and I was going to sacrifice myself to that threat. That threat has become non-existent, and I lived. What a surprise.
Okay. So, hello?
Oh, he dropped again. What fun
problem
we are having here.
This is really good, isn't it?
Well, it's just his connection. It's not ours. So, on the boat, do we just...
Okay, so you're all on the boat now, and you take off from the pier.
Oh, I make sure that Miss Hamlin is with us, because I was going to get the remaining PCs and have them cast off in the other boat, along with Miss Hamlin.
Okay.
Just because, hey, it's a smaller place.
Okay.
I don't know, or unless people think, hey, we should be on the big boat so we can see the adventure.
This is getting so ridiculously bad.
We should be on the big boat so we could have the adventure.
And anyway, yes, so I... Okay.
Right, hey, who's on what boat?
I say we're all on the big boat.
We all go on the big boat. Then. Yep.
Okay.
They all go on the big boat? Okay. Well, anyway, I call over the group of people. Who's in this group?
A bunch of NPCs who are these? In the group that you're going
yes,
to.
I know, but judging them, any physically capable ones?
There are a couple of physically capable ones.
There's someone in the tent, and he's killing them.
What?
There is someone in the...
You can tell when he drops, because the fuzzing goes away.
Yeah.
Good news, everyone!
So he says there's somebody in there just killing them.
Yeah, let's let him hear the end of his adventure. But what happens to us on the big boat?
Okay, you're on the big boat. The person on the big boat, he's like, okay, we're gonna be pulling out now. Blows the horn and he undocks.
Mr. Roscoe, why don't you keep an eye on him while I go explore?
Okay.
You're the Coast Guard say. Yeah. Move out into the middle of the sound and stay there.
We let him do that, seeing as he's the guy who knows how to use the boat, so.
Okay.
Is there anyone else on this boat?
Yeah, the people.
Everybody
who are
else
party.
Is on the boat.
No. Right, no, I mean, like, crewman, dock guy, pilot guy.
That's. Just me and the pilot.
Oh, is there...
Looks like there's only two crewmen.
Oh, okay. That's... This, I wouldn't have any knowledge of that. So
I think that is the number that came across earlier.
I will be keeping my eyes on them.
Okay.
One on each.
All right. So I think they just go out to the middle of the sound, and they basically stop there.
All right, well... There we go.
Okay. You can hear a couple of people coughing in the main cabin, and there's some people looking around asking for water.
Is there... No, this is a party boat rather than a cabin sort of thing, so you can't put everybody in separate cabins.
Right. It's a ferry boat. There's basically one big cabin. Yeah.
All right. Well...
And... Okay. So... The tide is coming in. You see the water is going more and more steadily creeping up the side. You don't see anyone come out of the pavilion.
Well, shit monkeys.
You see people go worked. In.
Ah, hang on. Maybe somebody's coming out. I tried to make out the figure who's there.
John?
Yes, I'm back. I am back.
You're back.
Yes, I reset my computer and hopefully that stabilized things.
Okay.
So I took the group aside. I said, there's a man in there. We don't know him. He's killing them. And I said, he's ripping off limbs and eating them.
Okay. Meantime, while you're doing that, you also notice that you can see the tide visibly come in. The water is getting closer and closer to the pavilion.
How fast? Really fast?
Not really fast, but you're pretty sure you've got about maybe 5 minutes, 10 at most, where the pavilion is.
Is it possible for us to grab, with the group of people we have, would it be kind of feasible that we grab the survivors and get them to the lighthouse? Because that's the only high ground.
Well, you can try. The lighthouse is slightly uphill from where you are, and you've got about maybe 300, 400 feet before the tide hits the pavilion, and you have to go about 700 feet to get to the light hole. You could do it. You could try.
Well, I'm not leaving people back there to die from a horrible monster, which we don't know what else it's capable of, and then get trapped on the island, and then et cetera, et cetera. We need to help them while we've still got time.
Let's get them.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, we approach the tent. We're going to gang rush the creature.
Okay. So you rush into the tent, or what do you do?
I take a moment to look through the opening again.
Okay. You basically see a lot of blood, and you see this large creature leaning over a prone figure, and the figure is struggling with them.
Okay. I wave back to the others as if signaling to go in.
Okay.
I'm going to try and sneak around. If this large figure is entirely concentrated on the person it's about to probably kill and eat, right?
Yes.
I am going to try and make an attempt at stealth.
Roll it.
Mm-hmm. At least I will as soon as I got the die roller up again. Aha! Right. Let's see what I get. Well, that's going to be a +2 at the moment.
Okay.
Would that be a success, or do I need to spend higher?
That is a success.
Okay.
It's not paying any attention to you.
Okay. I want to sneak round and then try to make an attempt to lodge the knife in its back. Or he's got human anatomy, right?
Yes.
The gap between shoulder blade and collarbone, if I can.
Okay. Give me a roll.
Weapons. Something I'm good at, apparently. I'm a violent little sod. Okay, that's a 1 at the moment.
Okay, you stab it in the general area of the back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It drops the person it was trying to eat, turns, and looks at you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
I hurriedly back off.
Okay, it's coming towards you.
Are the others following me into the tent?
Yes, they did.
Okay. Get them out! As I try to keep as much distance between me and that thing as possible.
Okay. Let's see. Actually, that's me. Okay. Two of the group runs in, and they start grabbing people and pulling them out,
mm-hmm.
one each. The other four just sort of stand there and stare in shock.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I'm in any position to tell what with being the trying not to get eaten here, but how many people look like they're how many people are actually trapped here, and how many of them look like they're alive?
Okay, it looks like a total of about a dozen people. Mm-hmm. There are three or four that are obviously dead, and you, as far as you can tell, there look to be maybe about a half dozen breathing.
Okay, I need to buy some time. In my hurried backing away, I want to see if there's anything else I can grab as an improvised weapon. Knives are good. Again, anything long and pole-like is very good.
Okay, the closest you can get to long and pole-like would be a piece of the support structure of the tent.
Yeah, I want to save that for last. It says a broken table.
Okay, you're going to break a table?
No, I thought you said there was a broken table. I'm not going to be able to break a table and keep on backing away. No, I'll scoop up more cutlery.
Okay.
And continue to try and keep this thing away from me and fixated on me.
Okay, give me a roll.
Right. +1, what am I rolling?
Oh, just dodge.
Oh, that would be weapons or fighting, which are both at 2, so that's a 3.
Okay.
Yeah, total of 3.
Okay. All right. Two of your group. That were standing there staring seemed to have shaken it off, grabbed a person, and dragged them outside.
Okay, yeah, I continue to...
The other two are standing there, like, with their mouths open.
Right. I'm taking full-out defensive actions, and I'm just shouting, "Get them out!"
Okay.
Yeah, so that's everything I'm doing. Taking full-out defense, keeping as far away as possible, and shouting at these stupid old people. No.
Okay.
I have nothing against aid, I just hate stupid people.
Okay. The thing heads, it looks at you and it looks at one of the people you brought on with you, and it heads towards one of the people standing there with their mouths hanging open.
Oh, great. In which case, I've got to go try and put another knife in its back.
Okay.
Well, I don't have any kind of method of keeping it focused on me aside from being violent. Okay. Plus one again.
Plus one again. Okay. It turns, it looks at you, and it keeps heading towards the other guy.
Move, you stupid... yeah, also made me vulnerable. The bar.
Yes.
Any large, definitely highly flammable spirits on easy access?
Sure. Plenty of those.
Grab one.
Okay.
Douse thing, then hurriedly pat myself down or spend fate point to suddenly have a lighter.
Okay.
I'm not sure how long this will take, but I'm sure you can see where I'm going with it.
Yes. Okay. You don't have a lighter. You don't have to spend a fate point. There's chafing dishes everywhere.
Oh, fair enough.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, give me a roll.
Okay. I guess this would be weapons again, would it?
Yes.
Okay. Can I clear all these dice?
Yes, please.
Obscene dice. Oh, bugger. Well, I'm spending on re-rolling that. Actually, would two be enough to succeed?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm spending on... Right. I'm younger than you all, and I've still done more. I've ended up in a lot of horrible situations, including having to defend myself, so I'm spending to get a plus two on that.
Okay.
Give me a total of two.
Okay. All right. You toss the sterno from the chafing dish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you start hearing this horrible wailing as the creature begins to burn. It's flailing around. It's hitting things.
Don't just stand there. Hurry. Listen, I'll grab someone myself now and start dragging them out.
Okay. All right. It's flinging around. It's beginning to set the pavilion on fire.
Yeah, that's why we've got to hurry.
Okay. One of the guys you came with, who was standing there with his mouth hanging open, is still standing there with his mouth hanging open. The other one sort of shakes his head, grabs him, and starts dragging him out.
The other... okay, so he's dragged the one who was stupefied out. Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Have we basically got everyone we can carry out of here now?
Well, you've gotten five people, mm-hmm. not including the people you came with, out. There's still at least six or seven in there, of which at least half are already dead.
Okay. Everyone who's got someone, get them to the lighthouse as quick as you can.
Okay.
Anyone else here who's just standing around looking dumb? Any of the faculty with me, are they just standing around looking dumbstruck?
Well, no. You yelled at them to start getting people to the lighthouse. They looked behind them, saw the tide coming in, and they each grabbed a person and started hauling towards the lighthouse.
Good. I grabbed a person myself.
Right.
And I will join them.
Okay. So, that leaves you about six or seven people in the pavilion, and everyone you've managed to get out has at least somebody to carry them.
Okay. Cold hard logistics, we can't manage more.
Yeah. Okay. And you're gone again.
No, I just muted.
Oh, you scared me there.
Phew.
Well, like, I'll leave mute off. I just, apparently the static is really bad for you people. I don't want to keep on blowing your eardrums out with it, so.
Okay.
I think end scene there, unless you've got...
Yes. Your end. And I can wrap it up very quickly. You do manage to get everyone to the lighthouse that you've rescued. The CDC comes in with people in their hazmat suits, and they quarantine the ship in the middle of the sound, and they start vaccinating people. The island itself, there's a huge fire. It keeps burning for quite some time. No one goes back onto that for several days until the fire department says you can. At that point, they find 14 or 15 bodies in and around the pavilion.
Not washed away.
Hmm?
They're not washed away with the tide.
No, those are the ones they find.
Like 14 or 15. Wow, okay.
Right.
A lot more infected. Yeah.
Okay. And there's a couple of people on the boat who do get very, very sick. Only one or two die. And the boat is quarantined in the middle of the sound for 6 weeks while the Center for Disease Control gets everything under control.
Fun. Well, yes. Plenty of time for us to sit around and, well, I'll be observing everybody under quarantine conditions, obviously, and yes. I might even make a book out of it.
Yes. The authorities do airdrop food and supplies to you, but the only people that you see for several weeks, other than the people that left on the ship with you, are all clad in environmental suits.
Mm. Don't suppose partway through we find a couple of environmental guys beat up or something and other people have taken their suits to try and get off the boat.
Oh, that's another adventure.
Well, yeah, that's the point. I'm just trying to work out where these stupid boat hands went off to when we needed them.
Or who the people in the jumpsuits were earlier.
Mm-hmm.
God. Any sign of horrible monstrosity that was?
No.
No charred bones?
No, not really. Not that you can find. But the fire was huge.
Oh, bigger than it should have been for a physician.
Yes.
Ah, I think I know why. It's because the piece of gold cloth was there. Unless someone nicked that.
Well, Joshua had it, so.
Yeah, and he was there.
He was there. Yeah.
In the eyewitness accounts and everything, do other people recall what happened as well? I wasn't just crazy, was I? I didn't just stab someone several times, did I?
He's a young student. It was his first night. He had something to drink for the first time in his life.
No, hell no. I'm from Europe. I've been drinking since I was about 10.
Of the people you took back to evacuate folks in the pavilion,
mm-hmm.
a couple of them said they just saw someone they figured was a psychopath mm-hmm. stabbing people.
They point at you.
But one guy, you know, everyone else was either feverish and delirious, mm-hmm. and the one guy that was standing there with his mouth hanging open is absolutely convinced he encountered an angel.
Right. Then I shall keep my thoughts on what happened to myself.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
Yeah, I will go along with the line that there was a psychopath in there.
Okay.
There was one.
Yes.
Yes, it was me. No. Well, did Josh's character survive? He vanished.
I will let Josh's character be one of the people that got hauled up to the lighthouse.
Damn, my guess is wrong then.
Well, you're going to say that the first person who succumbed was going to be the one who turned.
Mm-hmm. That was my guess mm-hmm. exactly.
Oh.
Yeah, I had similar thoughts, but then I decided it's probably just more of an entrancement to make it easier. Oh,
possibly, yes.
Mm-hmm.
However, your friend Dr. Black is among the casualties.
Dr. Black?
Yes.
Oh,
the man who stayed behind.
Yes. Damn, the actual doctor.
Yes,
but
the actual
by casualties, do you mean that his body was discovered?
His body was discovered.
Eaten?
Horribly burned and stabbed.
Mm-hmm. Where, exactly?
Oh, he was in the pavilion.
It doesn't mean confirming. We all know
horribly burned and stabbed.
Yes, we all know what happened.
Yes.
We don't need to beat a dead horse into the ground. Mm-hmm. Although Richard likes to.
What?
How many minutes, Richard?
Apparently I killed a doctor. Oh, well.
Congratulations. You are rather a murderous person.
Okay.
I look at it on the side. I did more than any of
the adventure. Congratulations to us. I high five.
I don't touch them until I know they're not infected.
Ah, germophobia.
Mm.
What are we talking about?
He's now diagnosing you, Mr. Psychologist.
I don't want to touch the old man. I want to catch old.
Yeah, I have to agree with him that you are old and rather stodgy.
Oh, I don't have to pick that from a sociopath.
Sociopath, yes. Again, did more than you did.
I disagree. I saved everybody who fell in love. I count that I save many more times than people you save.
I count I save many more times than you, because I called in the Coast Guard.
Actually, I would say it would be Mr. Roscoe who saved the people on the boat, because they weren't going to listen to you, as I recall.
That you totally recall it correctly.
But anyway, yeah, no, that was interesting. Again, you probably didn't want to invite me to a horror thing.
If you hadn't have been there, then it would have been, oh, everybody get on the boat. We'll get on the boat and sail away. What happens to the others? We don't know. We don't care. They might be dead. They might be alive.
No, but you guys prevented an outbreak in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
D10
you saved several million people.
Yeah, but those people are overrated. They're Manhattanites.
I go and find out whether the 50% coupon will be honored or whether it's just a hideous joke.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, any sign of Mr. Apparently owns my own island and loves kayaking?
No, you don't hear. They believe he was one of the people killed.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I wonder how many rickshaws there actually was.
Well, there's the person who knows. She's right there.
Oh, but if there's a follow-on, then...
Yes,
if there is exactly a follow-on, then it's fine to ask the Grizz. Then we might all die horribly.
Again, very fun.
Okay. Well, I'm glad folks liked it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was all right. It was good.
Yeah, so I'm looking for interesting stuff.
Two things to send to you.
Did we miss about 80% of the plotline?
Yes.
Woo!
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's pretty much how these things go.
Check out that last link I just sent you, if you really want a good laugh.
Everyone sold the Bronx, man.
Or?
An island for 160,000?
Yes.
That sounds remarkably cheap.
It was.
It's called Rat Island. Can't believe it's got many people queuing up to...
you own it, you can rename it.
Yes, he is renaming it.
He's renaming it to...
Marlinda.
And that last picture, last link I sent you, has a nice little picture of Rat Island. It looks like the dump it is.
Wow. 2.5 acres. It's filled with mussel shells. We could have had mussels. The highest point of the island is actually covered in gullbird guano and is underwater during high tide storms. Wow, crap. I don't care how much he donates. I don't think I'm going to another one of his
I don't think he's alive anymore. Or you need to worry about that. Are you ever planning on doing another one in this? Is this part of a series or is this a standalone?
It's kind of one of those dual ones. It's part of one that's part of a series.
Ah.
So it can be run, like there's more parts of it that can be run.
Mm-hmm. Which case you probably want to keep the things we didn't find close to your chest so that we can explore them the next time we needed a one-off adventure.
Ah.
Yeah.
Which you won't have a psychologically impaired student.
Possessed Skype.
Yeah. No, I will say the same line I've been trying to get out for some time now. I blame the fact that internet here is provided by the same people who provide our television.
Bad.
Yeah, did it actually get across?
Yes.
It got across that time.
Who? What?
It's provided by Virgin Media.
Oh.
That's I'm on Virgin Media and I got absolutely clear all the way through.
You're in London.
I forgot. Yes, you are not in London. You are in somewhere other than London and thus worthy of lesser services.
London lives in its own sort of space-time continuum, separate from the rest of reality. Like most major cities.
Okay. Suggestions for you, Jared.
Yes.
One. The direction that the campaign was going to go, or at least the scenario was going to go, if you want to have things explored, go give the PCs more direction. I would start off by doing that, because I and Richard basically built professors who were not, that's not I didn't know how this adventure was going to go, so I just built a professor. If you want us to be more interested in the occult, or give us, if you have a way that you want the adventure to play out, push the PCs towards that. Make sure you assign difficulties to things, at least within your own mind, and such that, and have explanations of what it what success means and what failure means, at least for the major roles. I find that makes it for an easier, smoother flow for the game, and you're not thinking up what the difficulty should be so much on the fly.
I think with the direction, I find that if you give a lot more description to certain things, then players will focus in on that, which has been detrimental sometimes, where I've described something completely mundane in detail and they have then fixated on it. But like the bit where it came down to the fight in the pavilion, a little bit more detail could have been used on that.
Okay.
Make sure the NPCs feel alive. And an important part of that is limiting the NPCs that are there. Large groups of NPCs are very difficult to play as the GM. I find it much, much better to include a very small cast of NPCs and give them strong personalities, give them a few words of description, both personality-wise and physical-wise. It helps bring the players into the game, and it gives the world a better flavor to it. And this is very difficult, transition over to players. Because if you have a PC who is doing things, if you just let him do things, he is going to do things for forever. So make sure you do jump cuts to each of the PCs to see what, check in what they're doing, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. And then your fight scene, make the villain
stupid. My only thing would be don't have a fight scene, because there needs to be a fight scene.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was expecting to get my ass handed to me.
Should have.
Damn English students. How we hate them over here.
Hate them.
Okay.
Coming to our land, taking our jobs.
Being better at killing your monsters than you are.
No, you weren't any better.
Just shot it.
Yeah. That would work. And make sure, if the monster is horrific, particularly in the case of a Rakshasa, something that big and badassy, give them, I like going from the Call of Cthulhu, give out some mental stress for that. Or give out some, in Fate, at least give out some mental stress, Call of Cthulhu, give out some sand damage, because it's, That was a pretty screwed up scene to walk into. Oh my god. Let's see. Oh, and this is, I do not think it was a wise decision to knock Joshua out. I think that was, personally, I would much, much rather have a PC up and active. I know the PCs would have, very rarely would I like as a PC to have been knocked out for something.
Yeah, see, he actually woke up relatively quickly. It was a faint, not a total unconsciousness, but
we lost him at that point.
Yeah, that's the problem.
The thing, I actually support the decision of knocking him out, because otherwise there's no consequence to things, and it's basically,
horrible, horrible negatives to your actions. You feel sluggish and slow.
Everybody
else around you who is not a PC and thus doesn't have the halo of wanting to play gets knocked out and unconscious. And you can look at it and go, well, I've just got horrible, horrible negatives to my roles because I'm a PC, damn it, and I'm special.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't support that mentality myself, because unless they actually are special, I would treat them as everyone else in the scene, and if they really failed badly at something.
You're not. you can't do that, because PCs have a special agency to them. Because the NPCs are scripted, the PCs are not. And I have no problems with a GM going, yeah, the PCs are special, because for whatever reason, whatever reason you feel like coming up with in game, but out in the metagame, the PCs are special. particularly because we're the reason why there is a damn game in the first place, and because the game is built to have fun, not to be a realistic solution.
Oh, no, I totally get that, but unfortunately we lost him. His knockout was 5 minutes real time, and...
Yeah, no, it was unfortunate that we lost him at the point at which we did. Yeah. So he couldn't bounce back and do whatever. Face the evil monster.
Because he would have bounced back, because he's awake.
Description. I would listen to Bert when he does his. Bert is probably the best GM I've ever heard do this, and he will put people in places like no one else. And he does a very good job in doing a very few economical senses. And that really, really helps me with setting the tone and setting the flavor for the game.
Okay.
What else?
Don't mind me, I'm taking notes here.
This is something I actually checked quite a few GMs, and this is table present, is as a GM, you are not a player. And that is, as a player, and it's difficult to keep in mind. It's just, I have no idea what it is. But certain GMs have very good presence about them, and they can get the PCs to knock it the fuck off.
Yeah, how many times have you run games, Sharon, over Skype?
That was my first shot.
Ah, well, there we go. Yeah, the first time I ended up running a game over Skype, I was dragged in, as in I signed on one day, and player whose name shall not be spoken said to me, "You're running the next game." So, I was in a lot worse state when it came to table presence. But no, it's just sort of develops over time as you learn to almost shout at people without actually shouting. You just make sure your words get across, and it just develops.
Yeah, it's
a confidence thing, I think.
Well, I've never run a game on Skype before, and
yes, it's very interesting. It's certainly a very different experience to running live.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
It is.
You can't give people meaningful looks. There's no body language to play off. And again, Richard is typing out.
I've got something ready to send. I'll press it now. You can all see that. It's just a YouTube link that I had to end the night. But I'm not typing anything.
Now Skype has stopped telling us you're typing stuff.
Yeah. And then atmosphere. You want to work on, and this is incredibly, incredibly difficult, and I will not pretend it is anything other, but atmosphere, and particularly in a more suspense-y game like this, and this is an area where having a large number of NPCs would help out to a certain degree, but the growing fear and terror in the way that is infectious, and the murmurs of the crowd, and et cetera, and the darkness and the coming coldness and the rising depths, all of those are great elements that were not used as well as they could have been. And the getting the PCs in the feel of that this is, in fact, horrific. Let's see. Pacing. With one shots, it is my firm opinion that games should start out faster than they do. And this is kind of heretical, but I definitely think one shots are particularly difficult to get started off well. So you want to start them off with something interesting, something that makes the players decide to do things and make decisions about the characters, because almost everybody's idea of their characters are incredibly fuzzy and broad stereotypes. Starting games off with a decision point, I think, is a very interesting, very good way to start off and play one shots. And then, you know.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, still here.
Richard, do you have any words of wisdom?
Not really. I'm not as experienced as the other guys here at GMing. I gave pretty much my only bit, which was don't have combat for combat's sake. The NPCs did feel a little flat because we had names for them and barely much beyond that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to have a big group of NPCs and you're going to have some which you name, just write out like a quick paragraph, half paragraph
background for them or story for them or description, whatever, just so that you can flesh them out a little.
Okay.
And don't let the PCs treat the NPCs like NPCs.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If we start saying, you there, do what we say and nothing else, they can say, sod off. I'm your boss, damn it.
Have, make sure they have a...
They don't have a reason for doing what they are doing, no matter what the situation is. I mean, presumably Alex had a reason for putting everybody on there, and that Carl had a reason for... Carlos had a reason for helping him out, whatever that was. And presumably, Miss Hamblin had a reason for just blindly following me around when I said follow me around.
Besides that, you're cute and a professor.
She was a professor also.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, meaning they work together. Also, yeah, I had something and then I dropped it.
Yeah.
My mind.
It happens.
What? Yeah. Just a few bits of description help. Even if it's just a few words. Myself, I'm quite bad at knowing when to stop giving descriptions, so when I'm describing to players in a game I'm running, I tend to give them probably more than they need, whereas a really skilled orator can just paint the scene for you in a couple of quick sentences. But I still feel like, I still feel that giving a bit more than necessary is probably better than not enough. So, I mean, it does paint the scene and set the tone for the entire piece.
I would be cautious about that because there are PCs you will lose if you give too much. And once they are lost, they can be like ADD and it will become difficult. You want to.
I think that comes with more experience of the players, though, and that's not something that's necessarily a GM fault.
It is a skill of a DM that might be.
Learn your players, you're suggesting.
Yes.
In a kind of pickup game like this, that might not always be
feasible, but nonetheless.
Now we're reaching the stage where we're just rambling on.
I actually have a few more bits of advice. If a PC requests something, either it should be, and they want to give a role, let them roll. Let them see if they do well or poorly, and then say, don't say things like, he's telling the truth, just flat out. Say, it appears to you, that's always a good word to use. Does this body have a human structure? You don't know. How the hell would you know that? You can do whatever you feel like doing, but you have never done an autopsy. Don't give the PCs more than what they should have. Trust me, the PCs are going to fuck up enough.
Okay, so just to recap, that would be NPC development, descriptions, pacing, and basically a little more in the game mechanics.
Yes. Mechanics and the atmosphere is really huge.
Yeah. If stuff needs to be rolled upon, then it needs to be kind of set in stone what happens with it and everything, but don't feel like you have to have mechanics because it needs to be there. Like Richard said, if don't feel like you have to have combat because combat is a part of the system.
Okay. No, it's just usually, like, if I was running a tabletop game,
mm-hmm.
I would have actually prepared, like, an audio set, like, audio samples for different pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I didn't think that would be too feasible over Skype.
Yeah.
There are programs that you can get which you can allow you to play samples through Skype for them, but that requires a lot more preparation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something I did for a little while with a very cinematic campaign, I used to supply links to audio music clips from YouTube, which kind of fit the scenes. Ooh, so if it was like, it was a cinematic campaign, so it worked. But think like dodging falling debris from a destroyed spaceship while you're hurtling towards the atmosphere, for instance, I find that if I try to ask of players who, seeing as it's like the final set piece of the game, okay, this is what you're doing, do it as best you can, or whatever, then they tend not to be very involved, while providing the bit of music tends to set their pace and get them thinking creatively again. Reinvigorates that last moment.
But that took about an hour before game going through and finding, okay, what could they possibly run into?
Here we go. Game has run a little long, but I can keep up. So I will bid all of you adieu.
Adieu. Good night. Good night.
Perfect.
Bye.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
Hi, this is Ross Payton, one of the hosts of Roleplaying Public Radio.
And I'm Tom Church, the other guy.
Yeah, we do a regularly updated podcast on RPGs. We do at least two episodes a month. We offer commentary, comedy, and actual play.
And occasional and inane stuff no one cares about, too.
Exactly. Our commentary, each episode focuses on a gaming topic, such as how to deal with large groups or horrible gamers, or how to make old games new and exciting again. Our comedy offers such stories as the Law and Orderdom, a fantasy D&D version of Law and Order, and our actual play does games such as Call of Cthulhu, the end of the world as we know it. So if you're interested in any of that, give us a try.
And if you're interested in inane stuff, give that a try too.
Yeah, Roleplaying Public Radio, slangdesign.com/RPPR.